Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Now that we're in a new year and we've packed away those silver and gold balls from the holidays, our next guest says this is a good time to reconsider how you juggle your financial balls, keeping up with the glass ones and perhaps letting some of the rubber ones go. Kira Hollowell Morris is a certified financial planner in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and we have her on the phone to help us with this topic. Welcome back, Kira.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
So, rubber balls, glass balls, I'll have to confess I've not heard of this analogy before, so tell us what you mean.
I got the analogy from an article that I read on trying to prioritize and make good decisions. And as I was reading that, it was the beginning of the new year, and I thought, well, this is kind of like a New Year's resolution as far as how to prioritize. You know, obviously, if you're juggling glass balls, and a rubber ball drops, it won't cause as much damage as a glass ball that's dropping. So that's how I got kind of the idea of looking at New Year's resolutions. You know, over 50% of New Year's resolutions fail. And so I started thinking about, well, how, if we're trying to at least keep those glass balls that are important to us in the air, what are the things we can do that give us a greater sense of security that they might not fail?
All right. Well, let's start then with what are some things that we should be looking at as this new year is underway now to make these valuable resolutions stick?
Well, you have to, as an individual, really stop and think on what's important to you as an individual about money and possibly money goals as we're stepping into it. It can be all kinds of things, building up an emergency fund or a special trip that you're wanting to take with a child or a husband or something like that. Make sure your taxes, we're entering tax season, make sure taxes are paid on time. So some basic goals, or then some even longer term planning goals around your financial independence or retirement, education, insurance, or estate. And I think an individual needs to simplify that somewhat and come up with one of those goals that they can really focus on.
Okay, so make a list of goals that you'd like to accomplish this year, but really hone in on maybe just one.
Yes. You know, you've got the North Star, which is trying to make money meaningful, but success is going to be in your systems. And so the systems are what are going to increase the probability of success. So setting the important goal that's specific and achievable, and do this in a way that's positive and can be approached in a good way, not negative or avoidance oriented. You know, let's say you're having a goal of just trying to build the emergency fund, which, you know, financial planners say you have to have or should have 3 to 6 months emergency fund, and you're short there. So come up with something that says, okay, this is fairly simple, but if I can carve away, you know, $100 a month, $500 a month, something that's doable and achievable, but this is a smaller goal that you can just kind of check off right away. That's just one example. Optimizing your environment so that you can either, if you're doing something that paycheck deduction can be used, that makes it just so much easier to get it accomplished, or recurring bill pay can be used, you know, something like that, that in your environment. Next thing to be aware of is share the goal. This creates accountability, and there's a lot of studies that show that once you're accountable for something, higher probability of success.
Okay, and then I guess if you do choose something simple to focus on right away, you get that accomplished, you can go back to your list and continue.
Exactly. And but the key, I think, for success or just feeling good is doing something that's within your realm of achievability. So that, you know, you want to also reflect on these things regularly. So once a week, once every 2 weeks, something like that. Look at what was the goal that you set? How are you working towards it? How is it feeling? You know, these things happening. So as you reflect and monitor and you're seeing success, you can add to your idea of goals. Maybe you can do more than one, but I'd start simple and just trying to put some change of behavior in place to accomplish a goal. Just one last thing, make it fun. As much as possible in doing this, try and make it fun so that, you know, you can create rewards or something like that in doing something. One of my big goals for this next year is I promised my granddaughter a trip to Africa. And so I've been putting this same process in place for a while now. But that's one of my big things. If I can accomplish my goal this year, she and I are going to have a blast in Africa.
All right, Kira, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Kira Hollowell Morris is a certified financial planner in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.